Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios with Greg Stotesbury from AFCO Manufacturing, talking fishing and clothing and hardware, all kinds of good stuff.
Such good information, man. Yeah, we're having a great time. So much good stuff to talk about. If you want to join us, get in on the fun. There's two ways you can do that. Call us on the local number. That's 858-457-1090. Or you can call us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Best way to get through right now. And as we said at the beginning of the show, not only is it your opportunity to talk to Greg, also an opportunity to win such a killer piece of gear from AFCO. One lucky caller at the end of the show is going to win a brand new Horizon weatherproof fleece. It's a fantastic, killer piece of gear, $118 value, just such an awesome piece of gear from our friends at AFCO. We sure appreciate you guys giving us the opportunity to give away such a killer piece of gear to one lucky caller.
You betcha. Well, time for the catch report.
That it is, and today it's sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing.
I got to say that Guadalupe Island fish, first of all, that tuna from Guadalupe is amazing.
I don't know what it is.
And it just, whatever it eats. Yeah, Adam says, yeah, it's good, huh? But the Fisherman's Processing, the way they cut it and do it, it's like table ready right there, ready to go.
And it's the best.
I mean, they just do a fine job.
With that fish handled the way that it is now, from all of the premier boats in our long range fleet, from when that fish is hooked to spiked to processed, cleaned out in that RSW, in clean RSW water, like that's this. And then, you know, the Fisherman's Processing treatment is the final product that fish deserves. You know, you go through so much effort on your end catching it. The crew does such a good job on keeping it that you just need to finish it. You know, that's like just a respect for your catch. You know, it's that is the finishing treatment of
it,
you
is.
Know, and then you get to have that for, you know, the next year, the way those guys take care of it.
A 5-mil bag.
Yeah.
I love those 5-mil bags.
That's the right way to do it right there.
It costs an extra 10 cents, I think, a pound or something like that. It's well worth it.
Yeah, the seal that you get out of a 5-millimeter bag versus a 3-mil bag, the 5-mil bag versus a 3-mil bag is just, it's no denying it.
Yeah, for sure. Captain Mark Wish, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Greg.
What's up, Mark?
Well, guys, we got a mixed metaphor type situation going on right now. Normally, by mid-November, we're kind of catching some bass and drifting up the halibut and scrounging around for a bottom fish or a lingcod or something. And that stuff's definitely biting. In fact, we were fishing bass last weekend down off Huntington Beach there and didn't have any squid in the receiver. All we got was these giant sardines. I think they're biggest mackerel. It's the biggest sardines I've ever seen in my life. Beautifully cured, but useless for bass fishing. So we were chunking them sardines, guys, throwing some chunks for chum and chunking up them sardines. And them calico bass are biting them. This is something a little different. And not too much to report from the local islands here this week. Definitely slowing down. Didn't hear anything about that big yellow biting over at Catalina. But I'll tell you what, guys, keep an eye on the bait grounds on the backside of Clemente, outside West Cove and the dunes there at Clemente. Last time a little bit of squid got on it, it's a lot of big yellows on it, and it's time for the sea bass to get there also. Usually by mid-November we see some good sea bass fishing at Clemente, and no boats around. But it's out on the offshore grounds is where it gets really interesting right now. Oh, my God. Just when you thought it was safe to put away that big gear, man, not even if you're going offshore. What an unbelievable week on that big bluefin tuna. The guys lost track of it for a few days, about a week or so back when the weather was up. And it took them a few days to get it relocated, which they have. And it's just been game on ever since. And it's, you know, the weather's been still tough for private boaters. It's definitely been better on the charter boats than the sport boats there. But, God, there's a lot of fish in several different areas. If you put the 43 in the center of about a five-mile circle, made it kind of a bullseye, and then drew a circle all the way around it. Anywhere in there, you find a kelp or a dolphin school, you're able to find some really good fishing on that mixed grade, bluefin, yellowfin, and some yellowtails there. You know, this is mostly not the big stuff in there, but, good grade fish, 20 to 40 pounds like that. It's out more to the west wing of the butterfly, down the mushroom, across over to the 60. That's kind of the triangle where that big fish is hanging out. And there's a lot of that big fish mixed in there. That catchable stuff is there. But that 150 to 200 pound bluefin is in there full speed, and it's been biting a little bit on the flat falls, but best on fly line sardines and sinker rigged sardines. And man, fish them on heavy gear, guys, 1800 pound test like that. A lot of fish, 150 to 200 pounds. At this time of year, late November, shows no sign of going anywhere, although it is definitely trickling down a little bit from where it's been most of the summer. But definitely looks like we're in for Thanksgiving tuna again this year, guys. Time to go fishing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Doubling up, Mark, on exactly what you said. You know, our guys that came back from those last couple of days, that big bluefin bite, and also the same thing. Like, you know, we worked on it all year long, and it seemed like guys forgot towards the end of the year the importance of having an extremely heavy leader on that flat fall rig. Those bluefin are so notorious for sucking that flat fall down, straight mono running over their teeth, and they get straight up and down, and they're so notorious for those big head shakes, and they just, the loss rate was so high on guys getting chewed off on those big flat falls. Like,
doesn't
that
have to be super long.
Yeah, no, I mean, 2 or 3 feet is all you need, but heavy, 130 pound, 150 pound, 200 pound, you know, I mean, they're going to bite it. Most of that fish bites low light. It's biting a big giant chrome lure. It's not a line shy thing. You know, a heavy piece of fluoro is such a big deal on those lures.
Yeah, what a crazy bite. You know, I had customers that were on both trips of the Aztec where those guys just clobbered that big fish. And I had one of the guys in the store yesterday. He was just almost foaming at the mouth. He was so excited to end such a good trip. He just got off the one there just the other day.
And here it is, almost Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. And the interesting thing, I mean, this isn't just a little dab of fish here and there. This is a real deal, man. There's big spots of fish, huge amounts of bait down there, bird schools. It sounds good.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I'll tell you what, fishdope.com's had all the info, and all the info right from the boats and from the private boats of how you can get on that fish year-round. If you want info, fishdope.com is your source. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Just use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. Great gift for your fisherman that doesn't have fishdope.com. So great thing for Christmas. I'm starting to think about that, I know. It's almost Christmas.
It's time.
Scary, isn't it? And don't forget that Christmas show, Mark. December 23rd.
Oh, man, it's like right there.
Saturday,
so close to Christmas. How great
Saturday,
is that?
Saturday, December 23rd. We're going to do Saturday, December 23rd is going to be our Christmas show, and then we're actually going to take Christmas Eve off. So we're not going to have a show Sunday, December 24th. So Saturday, December 23rd is the day for Captain Santa Mark Wish.
And I think somehow it's just going to be more spectacular than ever.
I have a feeling.
Sounds good to me, Mark.
Indeed. All right. How do we find you, Mark?
Oh, people are in Huntington Beach, corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number there is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com, and our Facebook page is Pacific Edge Tackle. So we'll see you around, guys.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
See you, Mark.
Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, heading on down now to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, this has been the home of the big fish there. Good morning.
I know. There's been some pretty good fishing going on here. I know. We're creeping up on December here, and the fishing is still rolling there. Half-day trips, still some nice fishing on there. Bonita, bass, bottom fish, very good bottom fishing on there. Three-quarter day to San Diego, so seeing a lot of bonita also. Rockfish, saw some yellowtail. Actually, saw a skipjack in the count there, fishing the islands. And then, like you said, those day-and-a-half trips. Aztec, last trip, had 37 bluefin, 3 yellowfin. Tribute came back with a bunch of bluefin this morning. And they're not small fish. These are kind of in the 150-pound range, you know, seeing 130 to 170-pound fish there. So very nice fishing on those trips. And like I said, as long as you guys are interested in going out there and catching those fish, we're going to keep throwing trips online. Check out the website, c4thlanding.com, for our half-day trips, our three-quarter-day trips. Those day-and-a-half, we are sold out through the weekend. The Tribute went online Monday night, so we got two boats going out there. A little break for Thanksgiving, and then back to the grind there for this day-and-a-half trip. So definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. come down, visit us in person, check out the tackle shop, make a reservation, and get out there fishing.
Gotta love that. Man, day and a half trip sold out in late November.
It's great.
It's great. Getting 2 day and a half boats out during the week
boats.
There.
That's rad, Marcos.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, one more time, if somebody wants to get on that great fishing, I mean, don't let this pass you by. What an opportunity.
And good weather.
And I mean, I'm going to say that's as good, if not the best, biting fish we've had all year long. I mean, there's probably 150 of those, you know, 100-plus pounders that were hooked over the last couple of days. You know, I mean, it's really, really good fishing. Marcos, one more time, shoot us the info if somebody wants to get in on this great late-season fishing.
Seaforthlanding.com. Can make reservations online there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down to Mission Bay, visit us in person.
Great call, Marcos. Great job on the report. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks, Marcos.
Hey, Sport Fishing Financial Rick Jensen is on the Royal Polaris.
Probably
pulling on a yellowfin at Guadalupe right now.
I bet right about now.
About right now.
8 o'clock morning time, Guadalupe. I bet he's busy on the rail.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, hey, that's going to wrap up our catch board. Again, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. Hey, if you've been looking for the perfect live bait hook that helps keep your bait alive, it's Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu, the hook that drives the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Check Gamakatsu.com for more info.
All right, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. We got some very patient callers on the line. Let's talk to Kenny. He called us from Hawaiian Gardens. Good morning, Kenny. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
Greg, I can't say this enough, but I wanted to say thanks for you and the guys at AFCO for putting out, like, nice button-up shirts I could wear to, like, kind of a little bit more of a dressy event. I'm a T-shirt guy. It saved me a lot of times. Just want to say thanks.
Oh, well, good. Thanks for that. I'm glad you like the shirts, and hopefully you'll continue to enjoy the big selection that we offer.
What's the name of that shirt I was wearing last night? Vivian?
I'm stumped.
Yeah, it's that, the button-up, the new... it's one of the new button-up shirts. It's
I'm sorry, Pete. We've got so many. It's not Wrangle.
It's one of those. That shirt is so comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so comfortable.
That fabric is awesome. I've got the same shirt. I wear it all. I almost wore it last night.
Yeah.
We looked like twins.
We would have been twinsies.
But that is a great shirt. And I'm sorry, I don't have the name.
Yeah. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But those are great shirts.
Yes.
Like you say, that's my wear, too. T-shirts and AFCO wear. That's it.
Thanks for that.
Thanks a lot, Kenny. Appreciate the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. I believe we have Captain Marcus Medak, who's going to be our guest in the studio tomorrow from the New Loan. Good morning, Marcus.
What's up, Marcus?
Hey, good morning. Oh, fresh one.
Fresh
absolutely
one.
Insane fishing here. It's like Hurricane Bank on a really, really good day. I can't even believe it. We had, I think, 10 fish before the sun ever came up, and they're all like, we haven't weighed anything or tasted anything. It's been too busy, but probably 120 to 160 pounds. And it's been so hectic. I don't know. We've gotten the hatch now, about 20 of them or so. It's been, since we got here this morning before daylight, we've had anywhere from 2 to 10 going. Most of the time, it's been more like 8 or 10. Just crazy, insane fishing.
No way.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
And certainly best of the year, right, Marcus?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. So now, wait a minute. You're supposed to be in the studio here tomorrow morning. You're going to make it?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
We're
not that far from home. We're going to try.
That's so
cool.
Right,
cool. Well, yeah, it's a day and a half, so you'll be in early, and you jump in the car and head for the studio, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's it. And then I turn back around, and I take my kids high school fishing club out for a half-day trip tomorrow.
Oh, nice. That's fantastic. Well, Marcus, great.
Unbelievable.
Great opportunity. So this is all bluefin tuna, that big bluefin. What about that yellowfin, too?
We haven't seen any yellowfin yet. No, it's been all bluefin. It's all beautiful. I mean, I think we got one that might have been 110 or 120 pounds. It looks like a little runt next to the other one.
I mean, it's amazing.
Crazy. Like, literally, it's like Hurricane Bank on a really good day.
Marcus, how should a guy be geared up if he's going to come up and do that fishing with you guys? What's the right type of tackle, and how are you catching them?
Big gear, 100 pound. Like, the guys that are fishing 100 pound, a couple of them, they've got their limits. The guys that are fishing 80 pound, most of them have one, and that there's a couple guys that are fishing 50 and 60. They haven't caught anything.
Wow.
They've been hooked up. They're not catching anything. So it's, yeah, 80 and 100-pound. If they slow down biting, I guess, you know, who knows what the next trip is going to bring. You want to have a 60-pound rig, but absolutely everything. You want 60, 80, 100-pound gear, everything with circle hooks and fluorocarbon. Although, I don't know. That fluorocarbon probably didn't even matter. We kicked the anchor over at about 3:30 this morning. At 3:45, I think everybody that was in the water hooked one.
Oh,
all at once. It was crazy.
Mark, huh? Now, was that flat fall and bait? Is that right, Marcus?
Yeah. Whatever. Anything in the water.
Anything in the water.
That's so cool.
Wow. Well, you just got a meter mark and just stopped on it, and that was that, huh?
Yeah. Well, actually, we're anchored up, but yeah.
Anchored up.
Good for you guys, man. That sounds fantastic. And what a cool opportunity late in November to have that great of fishing.
Oh, it's the best fishing I've ever seen here locally.
Wow.
I think, yeah, it is. There's no doubt about it.
God. So if somebody wants to jump aboard the new Loanne, what's the schedule?
We have another trip tomorrow night. Leaving at 7 tomorrow night. And we had spots last night. And then we're in a couple days for the holiday. And we have another trip next weekend. Friday night after Thanksgiving.
Wow. So killer.
Unbelievable. So how do you get a hold of getting on the trip through Point Loma Sport Fishing, right?
Yeah, Point Loma Sport Fishing. Right on the web, pointlomasportfishing.com, or you can call them at 619-223-1627.
All right. We'll let you get back to gaffing big fish, Marcus, and Captain Marcus Medak in the studio tomorrow morning. How exciting is that going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be a good show tomorrow.
All right, Marcus. Thanks for checking in from the new Loanne. Congratulations.
All right, sounds good. We'll see.
Appreciate it. Unbelievable.
That guy's in for a very busy day.
Yeah, he is. And then he's got the kids and everything like that. Greg,
how do you follow up that report?
It's like, come on.
I got nothing.
That is.
I got nothing.
I mean, it's close to home. Kicking the anchor over?
I mean,
that's got my. I'm scratching my head on that one.
Is it desperation?
Desperation or the 60 maybe?
Yeah, the 60 could be
anchor on the 60.
With as good as that fishing is, you gotta imagine they're gonna be done before too long. It's bluefin, you know. It takes two per person.
Right.
They're gonna be finished up before too long.
Yeah.
How about having limits of 125 plus pounders? You know, by 10 o'clock or noon or something in November.
825, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
That's unheard of.
In the morning.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Very cool.
Well, that's what the beauty of live radio, right there.
Buddy.
Thanks, Marcus. Appreciate that report. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Frank? He's calling us from Oxnard this morning. Good morning, Frank. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I have a question for Greg.
Yes, sir.
I have a 30-foot Sea Ray at Channel Islands Harbor. What else do I need to go out and get those swordfish on that buoy setup?
Well, the buoy setup is strictly a commercial deal, but the guys that want to sport fish for that stuff, they're using heavy tackle, something like 80-pound tackle or 100-pound tackle, and there's some specialized rigging that's involved. You know, heavy leader, typically 300 or 400-pound test leader. With a rigged squid, in other words, a big squid that's sewn to the hook, and then some type of a system to deploy it. We use a long line clip with a length of leader, and then a big heavy weight that's like a sash weight. It's actually just a piece of steel, and we lower it down with the boat in gear so that the gear kind of swings down into position without tangling the leader around the running line. But it's a fairly complicated series and system of equipment that you got to have to fish the swordfish down deep, and it's you're fishing 500 to 1,200 feet down, so it's not gear that people normally have on board unless you're specifically going to target those big swordfish.
Deep drop swordfish.
Deep
and
drop
you
swordfish.
Learned it back east, right? It's pretty common back east.
Yes. I've got a friend of mine that I fished with for 30 years back east that's caught somewhere over 300 swordfish, either at nighttime or deep dropping during the day.
Deep dropping.
And that's how we learned
to
do it.
That's in Florida?
In Florida, yes.
Yeah.
Is dropping the gear the toughest part about the whole equation?
The toughest part about the whole equation is keeping the swordfish connected.
Okay.
The dropping the gear and all of that part is relatively simple once you get it figured out. And we can fish two baits. We were fishing a bait at like one at 500 and one at 900 or one at 700 and one at 1200. We had one bait on a balloon and one bait off the tip. And it's all in how you deploy the baits. You got to have the boat kind of bumping forward, and then we swing the stuff down. We don't just depth charge it straight down, because otherwise it'll helicopter and tangle. But there is, you know, we have a Floston loop where we put the sinker on, and there is a little bit of specialized types of rigging and deployment to it. But, no, the toughest part is when you get the bite, trying to keep the swordfish connected.
Yeah. And how much weight do you use?
Depends on how much current and wind there is. Typically, we're, you know, if we're using like 80-pound or 100-pound Spectra, we're using like 4 pounds of weight.
Uh-huh.
But if we're using 80-pound Dacron and we've got a reasonable amount of weight or current or of wind or current going on, we might use up to 9 pounds to get it down.
Wow.
So I carry you know, weights anywhere from 2 pounds to 12 pounds.
Wow.
On the boat.
And these are like breakaway weights?
They're breakaway weights, yeah. We've got them attached with 30 or 50-pound monofilament to a long line clip that's snapped into a Floston loop on the line. But the theory is when a swordfish bites and you're fighting the swordfish, everything comes tight, the 30 or 50 pound will break away, so you don't have to fight the sinker as well.
Oh.
And what typically happens, a swordfish bites the bait, he feels the weight of the sinker, so almost all your bites, they come straight up. And both of the bites we had at Anacapa, the rod tip just comes up and goes slack. And you get back there and you start grinding, and then hopefully you come tight and he stays connected. But it's... You know, 1 for 8 would be, you'd be doing really good.
Wow. Pretty exciting
stuff.
Frustrating,
but exciting.
Sounds technical. How would you learn something like that? How would a guy like Frank, who wants to go do this, are there books? Are there diagrams on the web?
There's a guy back east by the name of R.J. Boyle, Bobby Boyle, who is kind of the man in Pompano Beach, Deerfield Beach. There's other guys that know a lot about it, too. But if you Google search R.J. Boyle, I guarantee you there's...
O-Y-L?
B-O-Y-L-E, Bobby Boyle, and he is the most knowledgeable. He's kind of the center of the whole deep drop swordfish thing. He would be the guy, if you Google search him, there'll be YouTube videos. He's got a shop back there. Also, Tom Green at Custom Rod and Reel knows a ton about it. Any of those shops in the Pompano, Deerfield, Palm Beach, down to Miami, any of the better shops, Captain Harry's, LMR, all of those shops know a lot about that deep drop, and they can totally dial you
in. It's a big deal back there. A lot
Huge.
Of people do it.
Oh, yeah.
I think R.J. Boyle now has, like, a paid subscription site that you can, you know, you can... I'm sure there's tons of free literature and information out there, but, I mean, I think he's got an actual pay service where, you know, I'm sure into much greater detail video and stuff like that on the web that you could, you know, you could probably... You could probably, you know... Between the web and a cold one at night, you can go down all kinds of rat holes learning all kinds of great information. You know, it's just like anything, it's just about deciphering who's right at it. And, you know, the Internet gives every person a voice. You just got to decipher the good from the not as good.
Yeah, if you Google R.J. Boyle, there'll be a lot of good information on there. He's as cutting edge as it gets.
Cool. Hey, have a great time. Good luck, Frank. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That shirt, thanks, Vivian, for checking it out. The Sirius shirt.
Sirius, yes.
Yeah, that's the shirt that I love that shirt. It's got vent holes. It's lightweight fabric, but heavy enough and washes easy. It doesn't wrinkle when you wash it.
No, it doesn't. You hang it right up.
Pockets in all the right places.
Yeah.
Sirius.
Yeah.
And there are, like, you guys carry that stuff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle?
Like anything, AFTCO makes hundreds of garments. So we carry a full selection of shirts and shorts and things like that, but there's always going to be cool stuff that we don't have.
Yep.
Just like anything. Just
I know
come
a lot
through.
Of the tackle stores do carry it. Yeah. I know, you know, Longfin carries a lot of stuff, and of course at AFTCO.com.
Yeah, that's a very, very popular shirt.
Yeah.
Sell tons of those things. And it's got that mild little check pattern to it, but it's a good looking shirt with jeans or slacks or however you want to wear it.
Yep. It's actually my wife even approves when I put it on for dinner. You don't have to wear it. It's like,
that's important.
Shirt? Yeah. Sorry. Oh, that's a good looking shirt. Okay, good.
Nice.
All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls. More great opportunity to get through. There is an open line at our toll free number, 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fish report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan, and that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom, and over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone, family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed. Some exciting things happening here on Let's Talk Hookup. You tuned in late. You better go back and listen to the archives earlier in the show. Captain Marcus Medak calling about wide open bluefin tuna.
How about her? Yeah, comparisons like to Hurricane tuna. Bank. Best, yeah,
a good day on Hurricane Bank.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I've spent days on Hurricane Bank with Captain Marcus Medak, and that guy knows what it's like when it's good at Hurricane Bank.
You see, so. I heard him say the best local fishing he might have ever seen.
Ever seen.
That's so cool.
So crazy,
so
huh?
Cool.
And it is November 18th?
Yeah,
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Those fish, you know, and just that fish, too, that great a big bluefin, it just doesn't let its guard down very often. And when it does, it's pretty cool to get to take advantage of something like that.
Yeah, for sure. Take advantage of it with the right gear. I'm certain that the gear would be like a Talica 25 loaded with 100-pound and an AFCO roller-guided rod.
Absolutely.
Huh? That would be
for that kind of fishing,
right stuff.
I'd be all over that tackle.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it, man. The phones are packed up. We're going to talk to Gus calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yo, you guys.
What's up, Gus? Good
morning.
I just wanted to say that report from Marcus, if he doesn't sell out for the rest of the year.
Right?
Yeah, man, that was really exciting.
Yeah, indeed it was.
I'm calling today because I, too, have some gear that belonged to my dad, and there's a couple of rods that don't appear to be bamboo, but there's one that definitely looks like bamboo. And I'm just thinking some antiques are better left antiques, you know, untouched. And then, you know, there are some that, you know, you can bring back to life and restore. What do you think about that?
I think that with the rods in particular, you got to be careful about trying to restore them. Unless you want to take them out and fish with them like we do on occasion, I would not do anything to them other than just basic, very careful, maybe soap and water cleanup. No solvents, no Simple Green, nothing like that. So, yeah, with the rods, I think you're dead on. You don't want to clean them. You don't want to do anything to them if you want them to keep their value, if in fact it might be a valuable bamboo rod. On the reels, you know, kind of the same thing. If they have a little patina on them, that's not a bad thing. But, again, if you're going to use them, a lot of the guys I know clean them up. And a lot of those antique reels, the really quality stuff, is made out of Bakelite and nickel silver, German nickel silver. German nickel silver will shine up like chrome. You can make it look absolutely beautiful. So those reels, the real valuable antique reels, I'm talking the Kowalowskis, the Coxes, the some of the older Flugers, there's a bunch of different names that are out there. That those things are probably worth restoring, but I wouldn't go after them with a Brillo pad if it was me. I would talk to somebody that knows and then decide how to restore them.
Yeah, because you could be shining the value right off.
You could. It's like kind of like an old firearm. You're best not to do anything to it till you talk to somebody that knows about that stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. And how were there actually back in the early days? Were these all like one-off custom manufacturers, or were there actually manufacturing companies like a Shimano or something like that?
You had both, but the really super high-end stuff was very custom, very boutique, like very, very expensive. I mean, so I'm talking some of the Kowalowskis and the Vomhoffs and some of that. Those reels were $200 back in the day, in the 20s. And most of them were made in small machine shops by guys that were real craftsmen, and they were made in limited quantities because there weren't that many guys that could afford them. The early Tuna Club guys were all wealthy, blue blood doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, judges, those kinds of people, that traveled from all over the country to go to Catalina and fish, and they mostly fished on charter boats. Most of them didn't have their own boat.
Wow.
They fished on the skiffs there from Avalon. So that tackle was very specialized, very expensive, very valuable, and even back in those days, you know, the equivalent to, I don't even know an equivalent to today.
And you had to fish in a coat and tie.
Guys fish in a wool suit and tie.
Yeah.
How do you do that, pulling on a big bluefin?
Yeah, for sure. So the Fluger, is it?
Fluger?
Be one of the earlier major manufacturers?
That would be more of a production type reel, would be a Fluger, reel. Yeah.
And those were started in the early 1900s?
You know, Pete, I'm not an expert on that stuff, but I'm going to say the early 1900s on those.
And those would be, they would probably be one of the earlier production styles.
They would have been one of the earlier production reels. And then there was other guys like Kowalowski and Vomhoff, who I think both had shops in the Hollywood, Burbank, L.A. area.
Oh, okay.
And there were some brothers, Arthur Kowalowski, and he had a brother. Their stuff was all super high-end, very sophisticated. I mean, you'd be surprised if you saw some of that stuff. Like some of the stuff that Michael Ferrier has, the reels are complicated. They got drum brakes and fancy anti-reverse mechanisms, and they were anything but simple. They were hand-machined, handmade, really cool stuff, like a fine firearm.
Yeah, wow.
And guys would pay the price for them.
Yeah, amazing. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Phones are packed up solid. Everybody's excited to talk to Greg. Next up, Chuck calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, good morning. That's a perfect gray light day and a half jacket you guys are giving away. These big bluefin last year was gray light, and you're out there in the dark with these guys, man. It's something else. But my thing for Greg is, what happened to the old parking lot sale? Are you guys still in Irvine? I still have my favorite shirt from there. It's the red picnic Marlin shirt. It was like a picnic cloth.
Oh, okay.
Marlin.
No, we're not in Irvine anymore. We actually bought a larger building over in Santa Ana. We're only like 5 miles from the old Irvine shop. But we kind of outgrew our building in Irvine. We were actually in five different buildings in Irvine, and now we're in one large building in Santa Ana. We haven't had the parking lot sale for over 10 years. You know, the fact is we don't make as much stuff that we can't sell anymore. We're able to sell pretty much everything that we make. We don't make as many mistakes with fabric and all that, so we just don't have the seconds to sell.
Yeah.
And as the business progressed and we kind of got better and better at being able to sell everything that we make, there was less and less need to have a parking lot sale.
Yeah.
Even though it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And a lot of work.
Yeah.
It was, there was just no need to continue to have it. And, yeah, it's kind of just the way it went.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a question. What is the definition of technical gear? We throw out a lot of the term technical. What is technical gear?
So that would involve things like technical fabrics would be your fleeces, your waterproof membranes, the special coatings. It would be technical would be as opposed to stuff that you just want to wear casually. So it would be product that you'd actually wear in the elements would be the technical gear.
Versus perform. Now what is performance?
Well,
gear?
So performance would be stuff that you'd not only wear in the elements, but you'd be moving and active in it.
Okay.
It's kind of like active wear. Performance wear would be things that you need to wick sweat away from your body or to cool you or whatever. So it would have performance characteristics that would make it comfortable to wear when you're active.
Like in the tropics, those performance shirts.
Yes.
Those things are just amazing.
They're a must because you get steamy, sweaty conditions, and you want to be able to get that moisture away from your body.
Long sleeves, UV sun protection.
Yes.
Yeah, all that stuff.
So there's a lot of cross between performance and technical, but the bottom line is it's just the more performance it would involve more physical movement and the ability to wick sweat away from your body and those kinds of things.
What's so cool about AFCO is it's all gear designed for fishermen. And that's what's neat about it. I mean, it's universal. I mean, you can wear it. You don't have to be fishing to wear AFCO gear
right.
every day. But it's designed by guys that fish to go fishing in.
Yeah, it's all the design of everything that we make, every single technical garment that we make, it all comes from input from those of us that are out wearing the stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just figure out that a cotton long sleeve T-shirt is just not the deal anymore.
Yeah.
I used to have tons of those, and we just don't wear them anymore.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Now there's better fabrics, there's better products on the market, better ways to build things so that you can be a lot more comfortable in the outdoors than you were 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, and you can customize for companies all of your clothing.
We do. We do a ton of that. We do what we call our industry program, and we make screen printed and embroidered. We have a bunch of different styles that we screen print and embroider that we do everything from boat names to charter boat companies to people that make all kinds of different equipment for boats, boat companies like CV and others like that. We've done shirts for a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
And JL Audio is a bunch of different names that have ordered custom gear to wear at shows, just to make it their company shirts.
Sure.
Guys don't want the higher end. They don't want just a company T-shirt or a company five-panel trucker hat. They want, like, technical gear or they want performance shirts. We can customize that
do
stuff
all that custom.
Under our industry program.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Royal Polaris seems like they get boxes all the time.
Yeah,
just
yes.
That stuff is cool.
It's awesome. Yeah, I mean, because it is. It's the best shorts and it's the best shirts, and then they customize it with cool Royal Polaris, you know, embroidered logo or figure of the boat or whatever.
And the silkscreened logos are really cool.
Yeah, they really
really
are.
Nicely done, really bright.
Yeah, we're able to do that now on performance stuff. We're able to actually do screen print on there.
Yeah.
So we handle a lot of orders that are under our industry program, custom product. We've got guys down in Costa Rica, one of our buddies down there, Will Dross, that has the Seafly boats. He's got five different beautiful, they're kind of Rybovich-looking, you know, Costa Rica-built sport fishers. We do all of his shirts for him.
Yeah.
Awesome logos and screen printing, and he uses a lot of our Samurai performance shirts.
Uh-huh. So if somebody wants to do that, if somebody has a company and they want to do some custom or they have a boat and they want to do some for the boat, how do they go about that?
They can get a hold of us at AFCO, and generally it'll
just
come to me.
Call the office.
It'll come to me first or through Vivian, and I'll usually set up the order and make sure they got the minimums and we got everything that we need, and then Viv will put it in, and then we have other folks that do the actual ring around and get the embroidery and the artwork and the CADs and all. We have an approval process that we go through to make sure the customer likes it and get it screened up. And there's high minimums. This is not for the guy that wants to buy 10 garments for his buddy or whatever. This is, you know, the minimums are typically in the 12 dozen range.
Yeah.
For the performance shirts. So this is strictly industry type stuff.
Sure, absolutely. Well, or you could have, you know, your name, your boat name. You could give out 12 dozen shirts, right, Ricky?
12 dozen easy access and console shirts, man. Yeah, no problem.
That's it.
A lot of giveaways.
Yeah, you'll find out all kinds of friends you didn't know you had.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are packed up. We're going to this time jump back in and talk to Rick. He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Rick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, thank you very much.
Hi, Rick.
Morning.
I never really wash my shorts because if they're in the machine, they aren't on me, and they're my favorite shorts. Question would be, I don't do well with belts, and I don't have the board short body. I love elastic waistbands, which I have on mine, but I thought I noticed only a few pair come in elastic waistbands. Is there a reason why more don't, or is there a reason why some are made with the elastic waistband and some are like just a drawstring?
Well, we have a lot of styles with elastic, and we have more styles with the drawstring and with a fixed waist. It's just a matter of what the demand is and what people want. And sometimes it changes. Sometimes there's periods of time when people want more with more stuff with elastic. But, you know, a lot of our fabrics are stretch fabrics. So even though you don't see elastic built into the waistband, if you're wearing a short some of the ones like the ones I've got on right here, I think it's the Stealth short.
Stealth, that's what I have on.
They've got four-way stretch in them. So even though you don't have an elastic waistband, they've got stretch built in. So I highly recommend the Stealth. It's a great short.
Stealth is a great short. The other one new that does have an elastic waistband, I believe, is called the Heather. The Heathered short.
The Heathered MO1, yes.
MO1, which is a really nice short.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of styles. I mean, if you take in all the styles and colors, I'm guessing there's dozens of shorts with elastic waistbands.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump back in, this time talking to Steve from North Park. Hi, Steve, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
How you guys doing?
Great. Good.
I got, first of all, a shout-out. Great stuff you make, man. Good shit.
Thank you.
Very good. Here's my question. You know, I always wondered why you guys didn't make, like, a high-end blue blazer that you could put your logo on, you know, one of those raised logos that would be awarded to anglers who won specific events. And I always thought that there would be a market for that. You know, sort of not, I'll just use the example of the Masters has their green jacket. But I've seen blue blazers, and especially the European football clubs, they have that raised emblem, like a hand-sewn thick emblem on the breast pocket.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of people that do that kind of thing. We're kind of more specialized and focused on the fishing side of it. Right. But I understand exactly what you're talking about. Great idea. Probably not in our ballpark, in our realm. But
I think next time you go on the Prowler, Goldie, you should wear a blue blazer.
Yeah, good call. Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
We like plier pockets.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Mike calling us from Laguna Niguel. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hi.
Morning.
Yeah, the blazer, right. Oh, I love it. Early days of tuna club fishing. You know, I remember seeing the pictures of the kid over there, too, and things. But I got thinking, you know, the fish for we have now, huge fish. Fishing with knuckle busters, no drags on the reels. Were they fishing from smaller boats? I mean, kind of like when we fish from a kayak now and your kayak moving along kind of acts as a drag, if you will.
Yeah, most of those guys back in the day fished from skiffs. The skiffs were anywhere between, I'm going to say, 16 and 21 feet long. A lot of them they rowed in the early days, and then a lot of them had little one-lunger motors on them. But, yeah, they would definitely pull the guys around. But they had lots of guys got broken fingers, broken knuckles. I mean, can you imagine a 200-pound bluefin on a knucklebuster reel?
Yeah.
You've got a fan.
Knucklebuster reel uses, like, a piece of leather as the drag.
Leather,
right?
Thumb stall, but no anti-reverse. Yeah. So that big
anti-reverse
metal handle is spinning backwards at light speed when the fish takes off.
Every inch that he pulls away from you, that handle's going backwards.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there was lots of tragedies and lots of injuries. Literally, guys with broken fingers, broken hands.
Sure.
You know, smashed knuckles.
So the reels, the antique reels that you're using for the tuna club tournaments, they have drags and anti-reverse?
The ones that we're using, you know, we're allowed to use anything but like 1940. You know, prior to 1940, and they had anti-reverses and they had drags on them.
They did.
Now, a lot of the reels that we're using, like my Flugers, they have a leather thumb stall as a backup drag.
Oh, really?
That you can use. It's on there. But they have a star drag in them that's relatively good. I mean, the drags are little.
Relatively.
So you got to rebuild them constantly. But yeah, they're good as long as you don't have to pull too hard for too long.
Yeah.
So cool.
But anti-reverse is pretty important.
I would say it's critical.
Yeah. Unless you like broken thumbs and broken fingers.
Yes.
All right, let's try and sneak. Thanks a lot for the call. One more, Ricky.
How about Leroy from Rancho Penasquitos? There's about 30 seconds left for you, Leroy. You got a quick question?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
My question is, how long do we expect the tuna to hang around?
I think until we get a lot more weather, those fish are going to be there. I mean, they seem to be sliding a little bit south, but, man, this is as awesome a late-season bluefin fishing as you're ever going to see. And
I would go now.
Go now.
Yeah.
Could be a week.
It could end tomorrow.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, indeed. Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself that AFCO Horizon weatherproof fleece. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's K-U-S-L-E-R Yachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales event is back. For a limited time, new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of limited warranty protection. And new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes get you up to $750 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends November 21st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of that killer AFCO Horizon weatherproof fleece is going to John in Huntington Beach. John, you are going to love it. Nobody makes better gear than AFCO.
And you're going to love that Horizon fleece.
Totally.
Such a great jacket. Love that thing. Wear it every day when you have to wear a jacket here in Southern California, which this week doesn't look like we're going to have to wear a jacket.
Not much jacket weather lately.
No. So, Greg, one thing I didn't mention about AFCO is that every dollar you spend on AFCO clothes, part of that goes back into fishing conservation.
Yeah, about 10% of it.
10%?
It's actually a lot of it. Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, we do and have done for many, many, many years just a ton of work with on the conservation side, everything from white sea bass to the CCA to national issues to long lines to artificial reefs to you name it.
Yeah. So this is a company like no other, really. Very, very few do. that supports our industry and supports fishing conservation, fishing future and stuff. So support AFCO.
Yeah,
it's a really important message there. And the sheds, Bill, the whole group there just do amazing things to do. I mean, I sit on the board with Bill and the CCA, and it boggles my mind all the different things that he does to support fishing and local fishing.
He has unending patience and energy for all of the fishery stuff.
Yeah.
And it just comes from his dad, his folks. It's just part of our whole company ethos is to give back. But Bill lives it every day.
Yeah, and you've been doing it for 31 years, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
It's
been a while.
Awesome. Well, if somebody wants more information, buy AFCO clothing, hardware, all that stuff, support AFCO, what do we do?
Best thing is just go to AFCO.com. There's the hardware website there. There's the clothing website. Shows you everything that's available at the time. Shows you everything that's available through your dealers. All the parts that we make, it's all on there at AFCO.com. Simplest way to get to everything we make.
Check it out. Thanks, Greg, and thanks,
Great
Vivian,
job.
For coming in.
Thank you for having
us. Appreciate that
appreciate
very
it.
Much, and thank you very much for listening today. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all his support and help there. Sure appreciate it. And we'll be back tomorrow morning. You heard it. Captain Marcus Medak, he's going to bring that boat in early, and he'll probably have his boots on when he comes in the studio tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. It's going to be a great show tomorrow. We'll see you then right back here on the Mighty 1090. So tell me why's everybody...